Welcome to the Salty Eclectic Blogcast with your host and author, TJ Allen. These blogcasts are eclectic in that we derive ideas, styles, or tastes from a broad and varied range of experiences, knowledge, and interests. You can find our blog and information on TJ's books at www.thesaltyeclectic.com. So let's get to today's blogcast from the Salty Eclectic.
5 reasons why you should employ the golden rule at work. To start, let's define the golden rule rather than just assuming everybody knows. It was first spoken by Jesus and is a basic principle for life. The premise? Treat others as you would have them treat you. If you want respect, give respect. If you want loyalty, give loyalty. If you want courtesy, give courtesy. Will you always get what you give? Not always. But here are 5 reasons why you should still employ and encourage others to employ the golden rule in business dealings. They work in tandem with each other. Better working environment. If you want others inside and outside of your organization to not only get along, build trust and rapport, then this is foundational. You must build relationships to succeed. It starts with how you treat people. People and relationships flourish in the soil of appreciation, respect, and trust. If you allow others to mistreat those within and without your organization, this equates to abuse. Even a dog will stop being your friend if you continue to smack him. Everyone, by the very virtue of being a human, deserves respect. Insubordination goes only one way, up. Respect and disrespect goes 2 ways. It has been said employees don't quit jobs, they quit bosses. The law of unforeseen consequences. A maxim I have used many times is, be careful of the hell you create today. You will have to live in it tomorrow. The way you treat people is a decision, a choice. Each choice we make, notice I said choice, not action, has consequences. Non-action is a choice. If we allow or exercise mistreatment, betraying of trust, gossip, or backbiting, then it will come back on your organization. Usually this is in ways that were unforeseen and to a level we did not expect. The same is true for treating and encouraging others to treat others well. It's also the principle of sowing and reaping. You reap what you sow. Sow kindness, get kindness. Sow trust, get trust. Sow honesty, get honesty. Structures and relationships will always change. You do not know today what the structure is going to be like tomorrow. How many times have you seen someone work their way from an entry-level position to one higher than yours or to become your boss? Another saying, be careful of who you tick off today. You may need them tomorrow. Or they may be your boss tomorrow. I could probably write pages about this one. I once knew a paramedic who was speeding and was stopped by a state trooper. The trooper gave the paramedic a hard time about obeying the law and how he was in the public eye, etc., etc. They got into a heated discussion. The trooper got mad and wrote the paramedic the maximum ticket. Several months later, the trooper flipped his card during a high-speed chase. Guess who responded on the ambulance? The paramedic. They remembered each other. The paramedic took the high road and gave the trooper the best of care. Seek first to understand. We all want others to listen and understand us. If something must change in your organization, seek to understand what effect it will have on others. If you must take down a fence, especially a sacred fence, seek to find out why the fence was placed there to begin with. If you start a stampede, you might wish the fence was still there. We need each other. The turtle on the fence post didn't get there by himself. For fun, people will put turtles on a fence post. Yes, I know it can be deemed animal cruelty, but bear with me. The point is that the turtle got up there with some help. So it is in the success journey we are all on. We need others to help us. If we are too stubborn or prideful to seek or accept help, if we get to the top, it will be lonely. If we do accept help, we should be quick to give credit where credit is due. Now, I'm not talking about handouts here, but hand-ups. Help others and it will come back to you visibly in ways you would have not expected, and invisibly in ways you may never know. There are many more ways you can improve the relationships you have worked so hard to develop. I have given you 5 here as a foundation, treating others how you want to be treated. Employ these and see how the environment changes. The good thing? These can be used in any relationships to strengthen them.
Did you enjoy today's blogcast? You can find more of these at our website, www.thesaltyeclectic.com. Click on the blogcast category at the top. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter. And remember, Matthew 5:13 says, "You are the salt of the earth."